Welcome to Two Songs, One Couple, where a geeky metalhead husband swaps songs
with his nerdy country girl wife. Grab a drink, get comfy, and join us on our musical chat. Intro song.
Yeah.
New intro song. Hope you guys like it.
Yeah.
We worked hard on it. Very, 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 very hard. Not that hard. I'm going to be honest here. We didn't work that hard. We just like thought about maybe using a song that I've previously recorded with my old bandmates. And then, yeah, you're all like, we're musicians. Let's do this. I'm like, oh, God damn it. More work. I still took an old drum beat that I had recorded from a long time ago. I don't even think we released the track. We recorded a song. And the singer left the band, so we just ended up not using it.
Those damn singers.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Singer drama. So much singer drama. Singer's the worst.
Yeah. Why did you marry one, you crazy man?
I married the drummer, though. The drummer part of you, I like. The singer part of you, fuck off. So I took an old drum beat that I had in the bank. Well, I'm a bass player too, right? So Sam recommended I put a bass line over it, and she gave me a little direction on where to go. She said, slap that bitch. So I'm like, all right, I'm slap a bitch. And I went, bam, 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 bam.
Don't call Manjula a bitch. She's beautiful.
My bass guitar is named Manjula, by the way. Yeah, I put a bass line. I don't have the best recording equipment at home, so I kind of improvised. I have a bass amp that was primarily meant for practice, so I used that and the microphone we're talking in right now. So it was bass guitar to bass amp to microphone to computer, boom, bass line down. And
you're giving away all the secrets.
Well, I mean, this is behind the curtain, behind the scenes. I'm sure all one of you find it interesting. So then, like, okay, now what do? We have a drum beat, we have a bass line, and Sam said, you have a shit ton of percussion laying around, why don't we just throw some percussion on it? I'm like, okay, cool. So I brought out the cowbell, I brought out an octobon, I brought out...
The froggy.
Yeah, so she got us the frog.
Oh, the splash.
The splash, or the mini china. And there you have it. So there's our intro song. We hope you like it.
You're welcome.
All right, so we'll start off with my song to you today.
What do we got?
The song I gave to you is Sane by Meshuggah. It's off the 1998 album Chaosphere. They're a band from Sweden. What did you think of the song?
So my first reaction was, don't have your headphones up too high, because right off the bat, the song hits really, really hard. Yeah, my headphones were up a little too high, and I was like, oh, shite.
Yeah, we're going to blow up your eardrums. Sorry. Yeah.
But after that, I thought it was a pretty rock and metal song. My overall reaction is that it's like a really good metal tune that the more I listened to it, the more I wanted to listen to it again.
Mm-hmm.
It has transitions, and in metal, I like those transitions.
Okay.
It's one of those where I want to like nod my head, but I'm pretty sure I'm not on the beat.
That's funny that you bring that up. Every time I've gone to a Meshuggah concert, everyone's bobbing their head on different beats.
Yeah, because it's confusing.
It's the most entertaining thing to watch. People just headbanging at all different rates. It's like, what beat are you guys on right now?
I think it's a good song, man. I thought that the drums are relentless, but it wasn't that typical thrash rhythm.
Just not straight up double bass. Right?
Yes. So it was refreshing. I don't hate thrash metal at all, but I do like some metal that gives you a little bit of relief and then, you know, knocks your socks off again.
So like it has some variety, ups and downs,
yes,
so to speak.
Yeah. So you said this came out when, in the 90s?
98.
So late 90s. So I wrote down, when I was listening to it a few more times, I wrote down a few of the bands that I kind of heard within that song. Mm-hmm. And I get the sense that those bands stole it from Meshuggah versus the other way around.
Yeah, this is what I want to talk about because Meshuggah is extremely influential. They essentially created a subgenre. And the genre is, are you ready for it?
Ready.
Djent.
What?
D-J-E-N-T.
Wait, what? There's a silent J?
Silent D, dude.
Oh.
Djent.
I couldn't tell if you were saying dent or djent.
Djent. Like gentleman, djent.
Interesting.
And it typically consists of, I think they call it palm muted guitar and polyrhythms. There's a ton of bands that essentially stole this sound. And Devin Townsend has a song, and one of his lyrics is, "We all just rip off Meshuggah." And he's right. So many bands just rip off Meshuggah. So what bands came to mind?
My metal knowledge is pretty shallow. Mm-hmm. So the bands that I'm familiar with are like the big hitters, or the ones that tend to be a little bit more progressive versus in the metal genre. Well, I heard Slayer-ish vocals. And I think that may be the opposite, where maybe Slayer influenced Meshuggah a little bit.
Correct.
I heard Slipknot-ish drums. So I get a sense that maybe Slipknot was influenced by Meshuggah drums. And then I heard Tool, mm-hmm, but it was like early-ish Tool, not most recent Tool.
No, it was a recent Tool too.
You think?
Yeah. Just the polyrhythmic aspect, not the heaviness.
Yeah, polyrhythmic, but also like the parts where there's a lot of breaks and then loud screams, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, to go with those rests.
Yeah.
And okay. So it maybe middle that. Tool.
You can say Tool.
Okay, fine. Just Tool.
Yeah. You're right. Tool even took them on tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Meshuggah opened.
Wait, didn't
them.
We see them?
We did. You remember? You don't remember?
No, I do remember.
Is that memorable?
You've taken me to a lot of concerts.
This was in Fresno. We drove to the buttfuck of California.
Yes, you mean the armpit.
The cooch of California. What's up, Fresno listeners? Shout out to Fresno bitches. Yeah, we drove 3 hours to see them there. And that was my first time seeing Meshuggah ever. At the time, they were not as well known. So maybe this is my opportunity to see them. I don't know if they'll ever headline or...
But we saw them since then, too.
Yeah, we've seen them a few times since then.
I find Meshuggah concerts to be pretty entertaining because the lead singer does these crazy, like, sharp nods of his head. He's not headbanging. He's just nodding very sharply.
Yeah, he looks like a like a robot.
Yes.
Like, if you would have a robot headbang to a song.
Yes.
That's Jens Kidman right there.
Yeah, and it's also, like, his arms too. He's got robot arms,
yeah,
where he sticks them out and it's like he wants to hug you, but then he's nodding yes at the same time.
Yeah, he's very entertaining to watch, even though he's not like going crazy on stage, thrashing about on stage. It's a very regimented robotic movements.
Yes. Yeah, because it kind of goes with that polyrhythmic stuff that you keep mentioning that, yeah, Meshuggah's doing in their songs. And so his stage presence isn't running around on the stage or headbanging or moshing or jumping into the crowd. It's like literally nodding his head up and down very sharply and wanting to hug you.
Yeah. But not like quite, a not robot hug,
yes,
or a penguin hug.
Yeah, where they can't get their arms to meet.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, if you're watching Meshuggah and you want to figure out how to headbang to the music, watch him. He nods his head to the music.
So I wasn't done other people that I heard in this song. I heard a little bit of Rage Against the Machine with the guitar.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, like the bleep bloop blop, like the very bloop noises.
Yes, maybe. It was like that very high-toned guitar that comes straight into the front of the song. And you hear that a lot with Rage Against the Machine, where it's like...
but how's not the quite.
No, you get it one time.
I get what you're saying. Tom Morello uses weird high-pitched lines.
Yes.
Like, imagine the emergency broadcast system, those noises.
Yes.
But a little, yeah, little even higher pitch than that.
Yeah. The last band that I wrote down was System of a Down. Because I heard a little bit of that. You know how System of a Down will go into like spurts?
Yes.
Where it's like really fast and then a really quick stop. Mm-hmm. I heard a little bit of that from the Meshuggah song.
So my favorite part is there's like a guitar only breakdown. If you're listening to it in headphones, it pans from left to right. The guitars lay out this rhythm. It's very simple. But when the drums kick in, it almost puts you in a different time signature.
Or yeah.
Like you're bobbing your head to the guitars and then the drum comes in and says, oh, hey, this is actually where the beat is. Sorry.
Because I just love it when like the two of us listen to it separately and we don't talk about what we're going to talk about during the podcast before we actually record, just that FYI, guys. And so I just love it when we sync up and we like experience something that's very similar. Because what I wrote was that guitar part that goes between the headphones where it like switches between your left ear and your right ear mm-hmm. with the different guitar sounds is really cool and a bit disorienting.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you were describing when the drums kick in. It's like, wait, yeah. That was really cool. Can mm-hmm. I go back for a second and re-listen to that?
Cool. Okay, how about lyrically? Were you able to understand what the fuck he was saying?
No.
Because it just sounds like rap, 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 rap.
Yeah,
rap,
so rap, rap. I made out three lyrics.
Okay.
One that said lies, because he screamed, yes. Lies!
Yes.
And then the part that says save me.
Oh, he's actually saying sane.
God damn it.
Which is the title of the song.
But then what's the second word?
Me, sane, me. Just like saying I'm sane.
Oh, that's I'm not grammatically one. Correct, guys.
They're Swedish. What do you want?
Some better grammar. Damn it.
Okay, let me give you a little background on the lyrics. It's about like a cult leader and part you said about lies, how he has followers and he's lying. Yeah, he's pumping them full of bullshit and saying, I'm sane. I'm the sane one here. Mm-hmm. But he's actually full of crap.
Right.
So it's a song about cults.
Interesting.
And well, there's Heaven's
Gate.
Correct.
Well, there's been a lot of cults that have hit the news for unfortunate reasons.
Yeah, there was that cult. I don't remember the name of the cult, but they all committed mass suicide. And there's one where they were all found in their bedrooms. It's like a big house.
I thought that was the Heaven's Gate one.
Oh yeah, I'm so stupid. that's exactly it. And then there's also, was it the Jonestown Massacre?
Oh yeah, there's Jonestown.
Where it's a very similar thing where it's a leader pumping everyone full of lies and everyone was forced to drink the quote unquote Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
And I remember we listened to the audio of the entire cult's final moments where the cult leader was just talking. Now he was telling them like, oh, just drink this. Everything will be good. Mm-hmm. You'll fall asleep. No problem. But everyone drank it and it was not a peaceful transition.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people going through pain. There were kids too.
Very sad.
Metal tends to be dark.
True.
So out of five, how many gents with a silent J would you give this song?
I see what you did there. I'm wavering between a 4 and a 5.
Wow, that's actually way higher than I thought.
Yeah, like my first instinct was to give it a 5, and then I hesitate because it doesn't quite give me the typical things that I latch onto, like that melody and the lyrics. Those aren't there. Mm-hmm. But I really like the song, and there's just something about it that really makes me want to listen to it more and more. Maybe it's the like space that I'm in right now where I need that stress reliever, and metal provides that stress relief. Mm-hmm. Why don't I split the difference and say 4.5 gents with a silent D?
Yeah, there you go, Silent D. You got it right. You did it. Yay. And yeah, you bring up a good point too about metal being a stress reliever. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where I channel a lot of my rage and anger. Mm-hmm. Put on something like this, super loud, super angry, and it just makes me feel better.
Yeah, I could see that.
So the stereotype of metalheads being angry, okay, there might be a few, but for me, it has the opposite effect. It has a calming effect.
Yeah, well, I think the stereotype just comes from the music itself, that the music itself is angry, but the people themselves, like, they tend to be the nicest people. We talked about this before, the metal concerts that we've been to are some of the nicest crowds. The fact that you can have, you know, a mosh pit or crowd surfing successfully done without a lot of injuries means that those people are actually not all that bad. They're not full of assholes. vocals.
I like to stand right on the fringe of mosh pits. And I see so many people fall on the floor. And the moment someone hits the ground, everyone nearby will turn around and help the person up, keep other people away while they help the person up. So there's a lot of camaraderie there.
Yeah.
A ton of it. And I have seen some pretty bad injuries. It happens. And anytime someone's injured, people are always helped out by people they don't even know, just strangers. But everyone's willing to help.
Yeah.
Mosh pits aren't meant to be super violent. It's not meant to hurt people. It's just a place everyone can channel any aggressive feelings out.
Yeah, or vent your stress.
Yeah, in a safe way. Sometimes injuries happen, but for the most part, they're fairly safe. Anyway, 4.5 out of 5. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you liked it. And I hope listeners enjoy it. And sorry if it was a blast to your ears, but this is the stuff I listen to. So welcome to my world.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yep.
Locked up, can't get you off my mind, Lord knows I tried a million times, oh, oh, why can't you just let me go?
The song I have for you today is Prisoner. It's a collaboration between Miley Cyrus and Dua Lipa, a newly released single from 2020, and it's 3 minutes of 80s-inspired synthy pop fun.
Oh, that's exactly what I wrote. I wrote, it has this 80s synth pop vibe.
Woo.
So once again, we're linking up here. We didn't talk about this beforehand.
Yeah. No cheating.
Yeah. 80s is back in a big bad way. Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah.
And what did you say about 80s music before?
I said it sucked. Because it kind of did.
Yeah. So you're giving me this 80s inspired sounding song.
I do have to say, though, that the 80s have grown on me. And I think it's because I've aged. I have grown to appreciate some of the music from the 80s that before I would cringe at, like those high masculine singers from the 80s, like the hair bands. I've grown to appreciate them a little bit more and like the poppy aspects of the 80s I've always kind of liked. And so this brought me back to the pop of the 80s. Before I share any more about my thoughts on the song, what did you think?
Yeah, it's fine. It's a pop tune. It's fairly inoffensive. It's there.
Did it get stuck in your head?
I wouldn't find it as catchy as other pop songs. Yeah, it's good. I don't love it.
So you're saying it's good, but your face is saying otherwise.
I mean, it's not terrible either. It's just like kind of middle of the road. It's like it's a pop song and it's there. It doesn't really push me in either direction of amazing or awful. It's not awful. It's good enough. It's passable.
It's passable.
You gave me a passable song. You gave me an average song. A C.
Well, don't rate it yet. We haven't finished talking about it. Maybe I can convince you to up that C to a B. So I don't know. Like when I first heard this, I was like, this sounds really familiar. And I was like, okay, I'm getting Madonna vibes.
Yeah.
Like Madonna from the 80 vibes. I like nailed it like an hour later. I was like, this is that song. Olivia Newton-John. Let's Get Physical. The physical song.
Yeah, you're right. I never
like,
thought about that.
That's what it is. They like totally ripped off when they say Prisoner.
Let's get physical.
Exactly.
You nailed it.
But I mean, I love that song and that song gets stuck in your head. And so this song, that Prisoner, totally got stuck in my head and it's still stuck in my head right now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I didn't think about that. I did get Madonna too. I did think about Madonna, but the Let's Get Physical song, I didn't think about that until you mentioned it. And yeah, you nailed it. That's exactly what this is here.
Okay. So what did you think about Miley Cyrus and Dua Lipa?
I don't think this pairing was necessary. Their voices are too similar.
Oh, you think so? I thought that their voices were different enough.
If I had no idea who this was, I'm not even sure I'd pick out as two singers.
Really?
Yeah.
It was super clear to me. Because like Miley Cyrus has that slightly rougher edge to her voice that she uses a lot in this song. And I think she's doing it on purpose so that she doesn't sound too much like Dua Lipa.
Okay, but like, it's a similar problem I have with Miranda Lambert and Carrie Underwood, where you keep saying like, no, they have a clear, distinct sound. And like, every time they come on the radio, I'm like, okay, if I flip a coin, I might get this right. No. This is Carrie. And you're like, no, it's Miranda Lambert. How can you not be able to tell?
Ugh. Yeah, they totally sound different, Peter.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They sound the same.
No, it's totally different. And I don't understand why you can't hear that. Wait, so do you think it's because you tend to not target the vocals? You tend to listen to a song in its entirety versus keying into the vocal?
I mean, maybe if I really concentrate on the vocals, I could pick out the two. But like, listening to it casually, I don't know the fuck singing.
Someone, or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe I'm the weirdo and I key into the vocals and can determine or distinguish between the two because I'm a vocalist and I tend to pay the closest attention to that first.
Yeah, you do have a better ear of picking out subtleties between singers. And let's flip it around. If you listen to a couple drummers, like, would you be able to tell, oh, that's definitely that guy's style. That's definitely her style. Are you able to do that where you're like, these drums have that sound familiar. This drummer sounds like.
Yeah, only with Danny Carey. Like, he's the only one where I'm like, oh, that's Tool. I don't know. That's the only drummer that I would think that I may be able to pick out of a group. I don't know. The only other one that comes to mind is the drummer for Slipknot. I don't even know his name. Sorry.
Joey Jordison or Jay Weinberg?
Oh, fuck. I think it's Joey.
The older one?
Jordison. Yeah.
Jordison. No,
that's
N.
That's what I said.
Jordison. Joey Jordison.
That's what I said.
Yeah, so, like, why is this a collaboration? I don't feel like Dua Lipa, if she wasn't singing on it, and let's say Miley Cyrus sang the whole thing, uh-huh. I don't feel like Dua Lipa would be missed, and vice versa.
I guess, yeah. I'm just a little sad, because I like that contrast between the two of them. I really like Dua Lipa, and then I often like Miley Cyrus, mm-hmm. depending on the song. And so I liked this collaboration because I think it actually worked for both Miley Cyrus and Dua Lipa. It was kind of more Dua Lipa's sound with a little bit of Miley Cyrus's rougher voice. Uh-huh. A lot of singers don't allow their voices to be a little scratchy. Mm-hmm. And I think Miley Cyrus does. And I appreciate that. And I think that, to me, shown through in this song. Your face is like, no, Sam, I disagree. They sound the same.
Yeah. It's like, this one's pink and this one's fuchsia. It's like, well, okay, whatever. It's the same shit.
Yeah. I mean, it is very close, very mm-hmm. similar. I don't know. I appreciated it. It got stuck in my head. The lyrics are simple, not very deep. They don't make you think.
It made me think.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, let's talk about it. On the surface, it just sounds like it's a relationship that she can't get out of, mm-hmm. whether it be Miley or Dua Lipa or whoever. It just sounds like a relationship that's either on its way out or it's toxic or even abusive. What do you think? Because the word is prisoner. Mm-hmm. So prisoner in the sense of abuse. Is it prisoner in the sense of I love you, but then something's not working? What do you think?
So I didn't think all that hard about the lyrics. So I wrote down the chorus. And then after that, I was like, okay, this is just kind of silly. And it repeats key words as kind of like a gimmick, right?
Yeah, as pop songs are wont to do.
Exactly. So it's just kind of prisoner, locked up, can't get you off my mind. Lord knows I tried a million times. Why can't you just let me go? To me, just based on the chorus itself, it's not like an abusive relationship. I'm sure you can interpret it that way, but I did not. I just interpreted it as, I really, really like you. You're stuck in my brain. And why can't I stop liking you?
Yeah, one thing that kind of stuck out to me when I was thinking about it, one of them says, again, I don't know who it is. You keep making it harder to stay, but I still can't run away. Mm-hmm. You keeping me prisoner in this relationship.
Yeah.
But there's still a part of me that loves you.
Mm, yeah.
When other people talk about abusive relationships, or the biggest question that people pose is, why don't you just leave him?
Yeah, that's true.
Or her. But it's more complicated than that, right? It's not just simply, I'm just going to walk out of here.
Yeah.
Everything will be A-okay.
Yeah.
So I don't want to speak for anyone that's been in an abusive relationship. Mm-hmm. But from what I can understand is it's more complicated than what it looks like.
It's got to be more complicated than just walking out the door. And anytime you're involved in feelings, shit's complicated. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a science. It's messy. And it's complicated, and people want to be loved, and it's hard to leave a situation, even when it's bad, that you feel some sort of love. That's way deeper than what I expected from a pop song. So I totally did the superficial, all right, this is a pop song, I'm not going to think too hard about it. But you did the opposite. It's an interesting talking point.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's more interesting than hearing you just say, oh, it's okay.
Which it is, by the way.
All right. So do you have any other talking points?
I don't know much about Dua Lipa. And really, I only have Miley Cyrus. I know her career a little bit more. I mean, there's obviously the controversies that she's been involved in. Yeah, that twerking, what do you even call it, a scandal? It's stupid.
Then also she got accused of cultural appropriation and...
Oh yeah, there's that.
I don't know. There's a lot of scandals with her. I guess there's a
video of her smoking salvia or something. Smoking something.
Yeah, like people don't like that she smokes pot.
Who cares? And... I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like people don't like that she's different from her Hannah Montana personality.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? She kind of grew up being this role model for girls.
Mm-hmm.
And if those same girls followed her into her music career and she's doing this quote-unquote scandalous behavior... A lot of people freak out about stuff like that. So okay. Calm down.
Yeah. I think people need to relax. Relax.
Yeah.
And you know what? Women are allowed to be non-typical feminine, right? Like we don't have to be, you know, shrinking violets all the time. Like we're allowed to be different and dirty and, you know, we're allowed to twerk.
That whole twerking thing. There was a dude on the other end of it.
Yeah.
Was there controversy regarding him? No.
Of course not.
Of course not. Yeah. Double standard. Yeah. So I'm curious what you would think. Do you think she would have a music career at all if her dad was not famous?
Ooh, that's a loaded question. I don't know if she would be famous without her dad.
Because I'm sure there's some musical connections that he had to get her started.
Her dad's not all a great musician either, you know?
No, but he's famous. He has that one stupid song that's like, everybody knows. I don't want to mention. No, don't sing it. Fuck off. No. No. No.
Stupid. I mean, people try and do the best they can to leave their children off and get them started on a good path. So why not?
It's an advantage, yes. But there are several artists that they're a music family. Their children will pick up the craft as well.
I do think that like the music industry is so hard to get into. And it's often not the most talented people that get into popular music.
Right.
Or into the music industry at large. I mean, I don't hold it against her that her father got her started off. And I think after that initial start, everything else is up to her. Like she has worked to get where she's at after her initial start.
I don't mean to imply that she didn't do anything, that she didn't do any work. I'm sure she has worked hard, but working hard plus the opportunity together has made it a little easier.
Oh, totally.
So I don't mind Miley Cyrus. I don't love her. I don't hate her. She's just a pop star doing her pop thing.
All right. So out of 5 dazzling poppy stars, what would you rank it?
Well, I said it was middle of the road. I said it was fine. So naturally, my rating would be 2.5, right in the middle.
You're so nerdy.
Nothing too amazing. Nothing bad about it. Well produced. I enjoy the 80s pop throwback inspiration. It's okay. Don't love it. Don't hate it. It's a song. You gave me a song, so thank you for a song. All right, everybody. Thank you very much for listening to 2 Songs, 1 Couple. We hope you enjoyed our songs this week. And as always, find us at 2songs1couple.com. Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, what have you. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope you have a wonderful day.
I kind of have to pee.
You want to go pee-pee?
No, it's fine. The bladder of steel.
You make a pee? You make a tinky? You need help with your tinky?